Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, December 4th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement, and these messages are prepared each weekday morning with a goal to encourage and instruct in the Bible. Today's message is titled, Be Sure Your Sin Will Find You Out. The two scripture portions we use, Numbers 32, verse 23, and Hebrews 4:13. The Numbers passage we'll explain later, but it's a statement by Moses.
But if you fail to do this, you will be sinning against the Lord, and you may be sure that your sin will find you out. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account.
From time to time, I refer to my struggle with my weight. A number of factors contribute to this ongoing battle. I am genetically disposed to being heavy. We have an abundance of great food we're exposed to. Brooksine's a great cook, plus there's so many great places to eat, and our ministry often takes us where there's food. And finally, bluntly, I lack self-control in this regard in my life. It seems that Brooksine and I get on track with regular walking and careful eating, and we begin to see the pounds come off. Then our schedule is interrupted, and we tend to fall back into the same old patterns.
Well, last Saturday, I won a large 20-ounce bag of Lindt truffles with smooth fillings at a surprise birthday party. The assorted chocolates are wrapped in attractive Christmas-like cellophane, making them all the more appealing. Stephen has suggested that we open the bag as we were traveling home from the party and just enjoy a few. I said, no, we certainly don't need these, and I'll put them in Christmas baskets that I prepare for gifts this year. Well, he was disappointed, but he knew I was right and thought nothing more of it since they were no longer in sight after we got home. I hid them from him anyway.
But last night I went upstairs to the kitchen for an item, and lo and behold, there was the open truffle bag sitting on the counter. What happened? I called out to Brooksine, who was out of the room. I thought you were saving these chocolates for gifts. She admitted that she got caught, since she had opened them earlier that evening. Had a few. Forgot to put them back into hiding. Brooksine added this word. It means double-faced. Deed was exposed, and you can be sure that her sin found her out. Brooksine failed to keep her word, though she told me afterward that she's still keeping most of them for her Christmas baskets. Maybe I need to do the hiding this time, although if I knew where they were, I'd be weaker than she was. And she did hide them again, by the way. I looked for them later last night. Well, I did, of course, have several, and that's our problem.
And the word is duplicitous, that we wanted earlier. Well, I believe many of you can relate to our very honest opening illustration, whether it concerns eating or another area in your life. We often have good intentions, but can give in to temptation and fail to keep our word. Moses warned the young Israelites about this very dilemma, though their failure to obey God's commands would bring about much greater consequence, since it would affect an entire nation.
In Numbers 32, the new generation is camped east of the Jordan River, preparing to enter the Promised Land. Leaders from the tribes of Reuben and Gad made a proposal to Moses that they would settle and consider as their inheritance the lands east of the Jordan, which they found suitable for their livestock. Moses initially misunderstood their request, assuming they were attempting to dodge their responsibilities in the conquest of Canaan.
However, they further clarified their proposal, indicating that they would indeed be sending their fighting men to assist the other tribes and pledging that they would not return until the conquest was complete. Moses' tone changed with the clarification, and he accepted their proposal, but in the first daily text, he reminded them of the consequences of failing to keep their word. Tracking through the history of the conquest, we see that they did indeed fulfill their commitment and were commended by Joshua for their faithfulness in Joshua 22.
There's a lot of good teaching in this chapter, but today let's just focus on today's first text, which has a timeless spiritual principle so pertinent to our times. Moses cautioned the tribal leaders about the consequences of failure to keep their word. I quote again, "But if you fail to do this," that is, what they had promised in regard to participating in the conquest, "you will be sinning against the Lord," end quote. Ultimately, Moses solemnly reminded them that the failure to honor their word in regard to their responsibilities to others is a sin against the Lord. The principle is the same for us, and we do well to always keep that before us, especially when circumstances make it attractive to opt out.
Then Moses states, "And you may be sure that your sin will find you out." It's interesting the precise way this is worded. Your sin will find you out. And it is consistent in standard translations. We might expect it to read to the effect, "Others will find out about your sin," which is certainly also the case. However, the wording is significant due to self-deception. Sir Walter Scott stated this, we've heard it many times, and maybe we've even quoted it. "Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive."
I consider a parallel of how it is in our own dealings. We may very well think we are getting away with something, but we can be sure our sin will find us out, sometimes sooner, sometimes later. Since the consequences of sin are not always immediate, we may be under the mistaken illusion that all is well. But eventually, our sin will find us out. Today, let us live with the solemn realization that our sin will not go undetected by an all-seeing, all-knowing, all-present, holy God. Indeed, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. But we also live with the solemn blessing of His forgiveness when we go to Him with a humble and contrite heart.
Let's pray together. Father, You reward the faithful and the unfaithful will always deal with the consequences now or later. Obedience brings about blessing and disobedience brings about dishonor. I want to honor You with my life, for there is nothing hidden from Your eyes. Help me to set the standards of truth and honesty by Your holy word, not the standards of this world that are customizing truth to suit their ever-changing whims. When I'm confronted with my sin, help me to have the fortitude and the courage to deal with it. May I not cover it up, change its true meaning, blame others, procrastinate, or deceive myself. Thank You for granting complete forgiveness. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing that prayer. And it's a message that is very timely in our own day. And even with some current events and on the news, today's message, "Be sure your sin will find you out." Well, we are again Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages from our home office, and you sometimes hear blemishes in the message. We try to get it set up where we have the phone silenced. Obviously, you heard a couple phone rings in there. That happens, and we actually already started and got well through the message twice before we made this third take, and since we were near the end, please pardon that. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for Friday, December 4th, 2009. We welcome you to take a look at our site. We don't have a lot of photos up today, but one I took a couple years ago in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania at the Central Market. And it's an interesting alleyway. I don't have a specific song that we have up today. We may think of something in these final few moments as we prepare for the web that fits with today's message. And I don't think Brooksine has indicated anything either. But we are grateful for the opportunity to share God's word. And may God indeed help us to remain faithful to Him. We have had up all week, and we will for the next several weeks. We want to remind you, resources for a meaningful, spiritually enriching Christmas celebrations. And you can take a look at those if you'd like. Thanks for joining us, and be blessed today, and let us commit to living for the Lord Jesus.